Blog Talk Radio.
Now, if you want some information, if you want to get the gist of what's really going on in this motherfucker, you need to listen to these motherfuckers on Mob Talk Radio. These motherfuckers know exactly what's going on.
Mob Talk Radio, Mob Talk Radio.
The world's really fucked up. You see it in the news.
Fox News.
Not just saying it cause of my last name, but shit gives me the blues. Politics got me sick.
Yeah.
Fuck those who didn't vote.
Fuck y'all.
But we're here to educate.
That's right.
Even those y'all on election day. Time for revolution. Best believe shit won't be televised.
Nah.
That's why we did it on the radio. Between rhetoric where the truth lies and time flies. When you're having fun, but ain't no fun with this one. He got me nervous as shit. I got these big guns. Merc and Odie. Sometimes Charger, I'm Kaiser. Listen to the shit we spit. You might come out a little wiser.
The liars, the cheaters, the haters, the tweakers, the fakers, the fake news. Italian, white beaters.
Okay.
Mark, talk,
radio.
Mark,
Mark.
Talk,
Mark,
radio.
Mark,
Mark.
Talk.
Mock talk radio.
All right, welcome to another edition of Mock Talk Radio. Merc, Oak, Charles, and I'm Kaiser Kose, the eclectic one. Yo, run that shit, homies.
Yep, what's going on?
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Right. Yeah.
Right. I'm just going to jump right into it real quick. I know there's been a lot of parallels between Trump and Nixon, and one of them is Nixon supposedly had an enemies list, right? Trump actually has a reverse enemies list, and what I mean by that is instead of him having enemies that he's going after, he's just making enemies every day. So let's start with the short list of them. Number one, not in any order, but the American people. You figure the people who Trump has screwed over the most were the people who voted for him. For instance, North Carolina, right? Roy Cooper asked for $929 million to help with the Hurricane Matthew damage. You know how much Trump gave them? $6 million. That's about 1% of what they need to repair the damage. In Pennsylvania, he did a similar thing, and the worst part about that is the 9 counties damaged by the storm, 7 of those 9 counties voted for Trump and helped him win Pennsylvania. So that's basically how Trump treats people who are loyal to him.
You know what's really fucked up about that, though, is the people that voted for him aren't going to see it that way. They're going to see it as, well, Roy Cooper is a terrible governor because he only gave us $6 million, not the federal government only handed him $6 million. That's what's
right.
Really fucked up about it. They're going to blame Roy Cooper and probably put in a terrible Pat McCrory in the office next time around.
Yeah, and you figure Cooper didn't win by that much, so it was close election, so. But there's also judges. Judges don't seem to like Trump. And basically, and I was wrong about one thing from before. It wasn't a whole bunch of judges that Trump removed. Trump can't remove judges, especially federal judges. It was prosecutors. Trump fired like 50 prosecutors and never replaced them. But judges don't seem to like Trump's executive orders and like the travel ban, which they found unconstitutional, not once, but twice. So you know they're going to be keeping an eye on whatever horseshit comes out of his office because Trump just doesn't know the Constitution. He doesn't read it. So he's keeping those judges busy. Next is FBI. Let me put it like this, right? He's already made enemies of the CIA. Now he's making enemies of the FBI, okay? When they fired James Comey, Trump was trying to say that, oh, it was about, Comey wasn't competent. And you can say what you want to about Comey. But the one thing that was true was that Comey was very well liked in the FBI. So even if they put up some stooge to take over for Comey, right, the FBI is going to continue their investigation and arrest him. That's not going to stop because they got rid of Comey. And they've pretty much so much as just said that in their tweets. Like, yeah, basically, like, you can't fire us all. So, and next is James Comey himself. You know how James Comey found out he was fired? He was at an FBI meeting, and it came on the television.
Yeah,
it's like something you see in an old sitcom. You know, the letter that of how Comey was fired was basically handed to him by one of Trump's goons, one of the security people. Like a mafia thing. You know, like they gave him a fish head wrapped in plastic, and they were just like, James Comey sleeps with the fishes now.
Didn't he think it was a joke?
Yeah, he thought it was a prank.
Right.
And now James Comey says that he will testify, but only in public. He doesn't want a private hearing. He wants to testify in public. Trump has already threatened him by tweet, saying that if there's any leaks, supposedly Trump has taped their conversations. Who would that hurt more, Trump or James Comey?
Right.
And what's Trump going to do, stick the FBI on him? And last but not least, the worst enemy of Trump is himself. Trump is a pathological liar. He can't tell the truth from day to day.
So much so that he actually said, my staff cannot speak perfectly on every occasion, so let's try to cancel these questions.
Right.
And I will say one thing. I was listening to the Young Turks, and Jake Huger, who is always critical of Sean Spicer, defended him a little bit. Because he was like, Sean Spicer doesn't know what's going on, not just because he's an idiot, but because he really doesn't know what's going on, because everything changes from day to day. You figure even Sarah Huckabee told a contradictory story to what Trump said because Trump just changed the story. So you figure Trump said, okay, we fired James Comey on recommendation from Jeff Sessions, who was supposed to have recluse himself from being involved in anything involving Russia, right? Then he said, no, it was the deputy director's fault. What was his name? Rod Rosenstein or whatever his name is. And he got so mad about being made to be the fall guy that he threatened to quit. And then you had Trump came out and said, no, the decision was mine all along. I was going to fire Comey since we got elected and we had dinner and all this other stuff. So he went from saying it was his decision, to saying it was Jeff Sessions' recommendation, to the deputy director's recommendation, and then he pretty much said in his interview with Lester Holt that, yeah, I fired Comey to stop the Russia investigation. He literally said that on national television. And if you don't think that they're going to use that against him in his trial, you're crazy. So Trump is his own worst enemy. But the problem is his lackeys, he surrounds himself with, as CM Punk once said about a whole different subject, with nonsensical, glad-handing, douchebag yes-men. You know, you can't fire the people who are investigating you and then just think, well, that's the end of that chapter. That's not going to happen. But Trump is his own worst enemy. I will agree with Jet Uger on this. Trump is not smart enough to pull off a conspiracy because he can't, you know. But before we say again.
Basically, he's a checkers player.
He's not. You know what?
Versus a chess player.
No, Stephen Colbert said it best. He said he's not even a checkers player. He's playing Hungry Hungry Hippos. He's playing a whole different game out there. And it's not even close.
Maybe not. There's no strategy. He's just jumping. He's scatterbrained.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all I had. But before we move on, do you guys have any thoughts on this?
I want to know how many lies has Trump said since his first day in the Oval Office. I think it's about 400 plus.
Yes,
it might be documented, right?
Yes, and that was at last count. So we're talking a few weeks ago. It was at 400. So Lord knows what it is now. But somebody was actually, they were documenting all the lies that Trump told, and they were at about 450, 460 at last count. And that was a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Mm.
But, you know, yeah. So, and like I said, that's all I had. So.
Wow.
Wow. What?
Everybody's
speaking. This is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it like this, though. We don't have to worry about impeachment because between the Russians and the FBI and the CIA, Trump may not survive until Labor Day. So we don't probably have to worry about impeachment hearings. So I hope Mike Pence has a plan.
on that note, I don't think Trump will just give up, like resign, like Nixon. I think his pride is too big for him to just leave.
Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not.
Put it like this. There may be one way where that happens. The reason why Nixon resigned, and I was reading up on this because I'm going to do a segment on Monday about Trump and Nixon, is that Nixon was told for his impeachment hearing he would have needed 34 votes to stay in office. At the time when they counted up the votes, you know, the preliminary, he only had like 15. So he had half the votes that he needed to survive impeachment. So, but it won't matter to Trump. I think you're right about that, Nixon. It won't matter to Trump. It wouldn't matter if they said he only had 4 votes.
Wow.
He'll still fight. He'll still fight it. But the thing is, the Republicans will never vote him out because they need him.
Yeah.
So,
mm.
For now. So.
Wow.
As much damage that's been done, like, what do you have any like guesses as far as what other things they need him to do? Because he's already done quite enough damage and.
That's the big thing right now is Trump care. They need that to pass. They need him to sign it because aside from giving control back to the health insurance industry, it gives almost a $1 trillion tax cut to the rich. So they need that signed. They need that pushed through. And until that gets pushed through, they're going to keep Trump around for a little while longer. Because you see, McConnell is already blocking any investigations. Paul Ryan and Marco Rubio are pretending like they don't know what's going on. And none of us are pretending.
That thing
what's
going
up, man?
Oh, what's good? You guys can hear me. Wow.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Good morning, McCall. What's up?
Yeah. What's popping? What I was saying to Nation pointed it's not the fact that he's lying. It's the fact that we actually know that he's lying. That's the thing that's bad because, of course, we're dealing with a politician at the end of the day. Well, I don't know you could say that I'm a politician, but either way, he's in that particular group.
But there's a difference, though. There's a difference between saying something that you're going to do something and it doesn't work out and just flat out lying. So we've never seen this level of lying ever in any office, you know. So,
well, yeah. I mean, you had even I was someone that Obama lied a couple of times. You know, it's just that we had to read between the lines. You know, a lot of people don't look into detail as to what's being passed or what's being said.
True. But like I said, that's all I had. So, Odie, what's been going on?
Oh, my God. So, this is the firing heard around the world was Phaedra, Lafayette, Parks, from Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, unfortunately, we didn't hear 45 get fired. So that would be the next firing heard around the world, hopefully, that we know about. But this week,
now, which one is that? That's the lawyer?
Yes, she's the attorney. She's the one that was married to this guy named Paul Nida, who's now in federal prison because they were doing some type of Joanne the Scammer situation where he was. And he's just the fall guy. He's her husband. He's just the fall for it. And now he's in federal prison for like 8 years at least.
I saw the reunion show, man. I mean, I can see the reason as to why she's not going to return.
Well,
they fired her, right?
Oh, they fired her. I thought she decided to not return because she was just receiving too much backlash.
I mean, well, okay. So everybody that's been keeping up with the show, even if you haven't been, basically this is the rundown of what happened this season. Deja was kind of like her storyline was just like about her being separated. She lied some more. And first of all, let me run this back a little bit. This woman already has a reputation of lying and changing her stories because when we first were introduced to Phaedra, she was pregnant, and she wasn't even clear about how far along in her pregnancy she was. Apparently, she tried to pretend that she was holier than thou and that she didn't have sex with her husband before marriage, so that's why she was flaking on when she was actually pregnant because basically she got married after she was pregnant. So in any case, fast forward to present day, we find out that Phaedra is continuing her lying ways, and she told one of the girls on the show that Candy from Escape, Candy Bird, was going to take her to a sex dungeon, drug her, and rape her.
Oh, wow. Look at that, man.
Right, and that she was going to have sex with her and her husband, Candy's husband, and she was going to have sex with Portia. Portia is the girl's name.
But you know what? I'm pretty sure Candy's saying it's still better than working with Jermaine Dupri.
Well, Candy, I mean, she really is a mogul, so it's all good. Like, Candy, I don't feel bad for Candy. Candy absolutely is a mogul in her own right. She has, like, the toy sex line. She has, she's not really a newlywed, but she's kind of a new mother. Like, her kid is under 2 years old, her baby, with her husband. And, I mean, she's making money. She's still writing hits, I guess, you know, still making music. So, she's doing pretty well.
So, are they still writing? Like, Candy and, what's the other one name? Tiny? They still
I don't
writing?
Know about Tiny. They are supposed to get back together. That much I do know.
Okay.
That much
I
do know, but so
I see the commercial
down,
for that. Well,
yeah, they are
reuniting,
supposed to get back together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm sure Tiny is looking forward to getting back together because she has no husband anymore to hold her back.
Right.
Wasn't happy before.
Right.
So.
But she got a trail load of kids to take care of. So how's she gonna go on and
do
that?
How many kids does she have? Three, right? Three or four.
I think they have four because I think they have two boys. The oldest girl, the Zanine girl, it's not CIs, I think. And then the baby. So they have like four, something like that. I never watched their show, so I'm not really keeping up with that. However, back to Phaedra. Basically, the bottom line is this bitch should have known better. Everybody knows. She's an attorney. She's not a great attorney because if you ever read Bobby Brown's book, which I did read, Every Little Step, he has a line in there where he says, I'm not trying to, like, shade her lawyering tactics, but every time she was my lawyer, I went to jail. That's what he said.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, every time.
He said every time she was my lawyer, I went to jail. So
that's not a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence, exactly. And she doesn't really seem to be a good lawyer because, to me, a good lawyer wouldn't need so many side hustles. This woman has had, like, a funeral home, and she's tried to be, like, in the on the philanthropy scene, it's just like she's all over the place with her side hustles. So,
right.
You know,
but
like
she's
doing the most already.
She has a big house on the show.
I mean, she does, but it's Atlanta, too. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I could go down to Atlanta and buy a mini mansion probably my town right now. It probably would have no furniture in it, but I could.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
some extravagant houses over there, man.
They do. They do. They do. Which is why I like Potomac, because Potomac, those are, they have, like, real mansions, like, real money, like, old money. But... Phaedra, after the fallout of that reunion, Phaedra was fired from the show, and that's the bottom line. Like, she was fired from the show, Andy Cohen was not having it, and now she's no longer part of the show because she lied. She basically lied. And the way it came out on the reunion is Phaedra sat there the whole time knowing that she was the one that told the girl Portia to lie about Candy, but Portia had received a cease and desist letter to not talk about it anymore. So she said, well, since I received the cease and desist, let me let Phaedra talk about it because she's the one that told me. And that's how it came out. And she just sat there with a dumbass look on her face and just gave a nice little flat, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I heard it from someone else. But she wouldn't throw the alleged someone else under the bus because there was no someone else. It originated from her. And she actually told Portia, Candy told me this. Candy told me herself. So there was no one else that she'd heard that from. She just made up a lie and got caught in it and accused Candy of being a rapist. Word out on the street is Candy is probably not going to sue. If somebody says that craziness about you, would you sue? And you had something like as much to lose as Candy, would you sue?
Exactly. I would. I don't know you. We only met on the show. I don't know you.
But I mean, what if your brand was damaged? What if your sex toys aren't selling or popping anymore?
Yeah, that's more reason to.
I don't know that because on that show would have that impact. I don't think nobody even thinks about it. I think the more they talk about it, the more they grudge it up. It's nothing to be grudged up. It was something that was said. It's something that's forgotten. Most people don't pay Phaedra any mind anyway. They don't. She's not one of the particular favorites of the show.
She's my favorite. I'll tell you that.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie. Yes, she is. Right? She is my favorite. Yes.
I would know.
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, what she speaks about. I'm talking about visually.
Yeah, I figured that's what you were getting at, but I'm still just as baffled. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not a looker. She has a body, but she's not a looker.
Exactly.
I mean, all of them have bodies, though. All of them have bodies. Like, yeah, they just...
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Even Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia does also, but it's just Portia. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. You know? Yeah, that's just me.
Well, they all have very, very nice doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next season, speaking of doctors and work being done, next season, Kim Zolciak will be rejoining as well as NeNe.
Uh-huh.
I kind of wish NeNe would stop rejoining just because the ratings have held. Like, she's not really needed on the show. The ratings have held. People still tune in just as much as they did when she wasn't a part of the show. It's not like anybody's like, oh, wow, great, NeNe's back. It's pretty much, oh, NeNe's back.
Well, they're going to get, she's just trying to get her coins up. She's not on Broadway right now. I mean, have you even heard NeNe's name in the last 6 months?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she do drive it to a certain extent because, I mean, for someone like me that barely watches it, I know of NeNe. You know, so.
But that's not going to make you watch it now that she's back, though, right? It's not like you're going to say, oh, she's back and I know her, I'm going to watch now. No.
This is true.
But she does add
it's
a little
make me less likely to watch it. I don't like NeNe.
Yeah.
I don't care for her either. So I don't.
I mean, that's
her
role, though.
But honestly, to be perfectly honest, I don't like the show because of Candy.
Really?
I don't like her. I don't like her plot point. I don't like her plot point. I don't like her. I don't like the way she interacts with others. I don't like her. She's not emotionally regulated. She's all over the place emotionally. I just don't like her. But to be perfectly honest, I don't like Tiny either. So it might be an escape thing. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, I guess. But I like, let's say, Candy is my fan favorite just because she is consistent. She's pretty much there. She doesn't say anything behind your back that she wouldn't say to your face. And even when you're not around, she's still loyal to an extent. Like, I've seen her where people come in the room talking crazy, and she'll shut it down and be like, no. Like, she
and
doesn't
at the
like,
end of the day, at the end of the day, I mean, she has the most going on, right? Out of all the characters
yeah,
that are on the show.
Exactly.
Because after what's her name left, who else?
Right,
who
so she has to have a certain level
on
of integrity, of trust, of honesty. She has to have a certain look in order to, you know, to establish
right,
her brands and make her brands be continue on. Nobody else has anything popping like that, even close, with the exception of maybe Mimi.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So when she left, of course, she had to go ahead and take the panel.
So getting rid of Paige is cool. They need to get rid of Evander Holyfield's ex-wife. They need to get rid of Portia.
Who's
that? Ray?
No, there's no. The only ex-wife up there is. The only ex-wife up there is.
Cynthia, right?
The one that Peter messing with.
Oh, okay, yeah, so speaking of Peter, yeah, he is getting his own show, allegedly, about the restaurant in Charlotte.
That's dope.
So apparently,
I seen footage of Peter beat up this guy on the radio show the other day.
What? Nah, I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Peter got hands. Don't play with them Jamaicans.
Oh, boy. Well, they're going to be filming in Charlotte now. And I think, like, I'm sure some of the plot line will be him being a bachelor, dating around, you know, shit like that.
There's a new show coming out,
I'm
know,
not
out
interested.
Of Charlotte, too, called The Side Chicks. The Side Chicks of Charlotte.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You lying?
And my cousin's
going
to have music featured on that show.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's the ethnic group on there?
Now, that I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch.
I know.
Because
yeah,
I feel like, honestly, a lot of these housewives shows should have been called Side Chicks. A lot of these housewives shows should have been called Side Chicks because most of them ain't married.
I mean, don't call it Side Chicks. Call it WWP, Women Without Pride. Why would you call it to be a Side Chick? What the hell kind
exactly.
of stupid dead old horse shit is that?
Oh, man.
We about to
it's
find
a day
out.
In the times we live in.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
the day in the times we live in now.
Yep. I'm just wondering what's
the
demographic.
I feel like we give our elders too much respect. When I say that, I mean some of our elders were assholes and living loose too. I think the only difference between them and us is that we put it on TV now for everybody to see. That's the only difference.
But
what
will be the demo? That's
what
I want to know. What will be the demo?
People see these, like, memes on, like, the internet, and they'll see, like, two old people holding hands, and they'll say things like, oh, wow, that's, like, marriage goals. No, they might be side chicks. You don't know. Old people still do dumb shit. Like, we're giving them too much benefit of the doubt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but, yeah, old people did dumb shit, but they saved it for church. They didn't, like you said, they didn't put it for, social media.
I mean,
well,
but we
know.
We're
going to be watching
with
my popcorn in hand.
But you know, it'll be scripted, though. I mean, it can't be.
It
real.
Is.
I mean,
it is. And that's the thing. Like, that Portia, Phaedra, she could be disbarred. So she's done something on TV that's supposed
that's
to be fake, and let that shit trickle over into her real life. She could be disbarred for that. That is fucking libel. Like calling somebody a racist. That's serious.
Even my Bobby Brown lawyer.
The Bobby Brown lawyer, yeah. She could be disbarred.
No, she won't, because it's not that you get disbarred for.
That's how you know that's sort of scripted, because I think you're right. If it wasn't scripted, she wouldn't be disbarred for that. You can't do that.
Wait,
so is there actual video footage of her saying that?
Yes, it happened on the whole reunion. It happened on the reunion. And Portia kept saying, I have the text. Don't try to, like, wiggle out of this because I have the text. Don't make me go get my phone. So not only
did
she have it, she has it by text.
Okay, you can't go by text. The text can be edited. No, trust me.
Not if you see it on the phone itself. A screenshot can be manipulated.
There's all kind of apps that can go in and edit that stuff. That's why they don't allow text like that to come into evidence in court. They say the only way you can use it in court is if you get the archive directly from the phone company.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure she could. If they had to go that far, I'm sure she could. Because one thing Portia is, she's a lot of things, but bright isn't one of those things. She's not too bright. So I don't foresee her lying or going so far as to manipulate things. Like, she really felt used like a pawn, because she was.
Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, honestly, in real life, if it wasn't a TV show, would those people really be friends anyway?
No, they would run in the same social circles and go to the same parties, but they wouldn't be filmed together, no.
Exactly.
And honestly,
more
as adults, females even hang out with each other like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. As a female, I can say that. That is true.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's
I have
obvious.
Brunch with my girlfriends.
I don't know grown-ass 30-plus, 35-year-old plus women hanging groups of 6 and 7 at a time and always in some messy shit. I just don't see that.
Now, yeah, do we take trips together as 6 or 7? Yes. Do we go out for dinner?
Yeah.
Yes. And we go out to dinner occasionally to celebrate birthdays and things like that.
But drama and messiness at this level continuously?
Absolutely not. That's what makes it
good
TV.
Grown adults even engage in such behaviors that are supposed to be sophisticated, not so much sophisticated.
If they were sophisticated, we wouldn't watch. We wouldn't tune in.
No.
I don't
absolutely
know.
Not.
The Potomac ones, they seem kind of sophisticated, and that one does pretty good.
Which one? Which one is that?
The ladies with the real mansions. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's not true, though. The only difference between them and everyone else is the level of money that they have and the fact that they're not, they would never put their hands on people. I don't think they would ever take it that low. And that's what I like about that show. Because I don't like the physical altercation. But I don't think they would ever take it that low. And that's what I like about the film. But it's just as messy. It's just as terrible as far as the way they talk to each other.
Yeah, the backstabbing.
To me, it's more realistic for them bougie bitches to hang around each other.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many, you know,
how many people are actually on their level? Exactly. All on that level. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So we can be a little bit more limited. Well,
they really need to start. They need to start adding some reality in that. These people suffer with mental issues, and they need to show them dealing with their issues.
I think
Portia looks like she really needs to help right now. I think Portia needs a psychiatrist right now.
You think so?
Not Portia.
That's a good one.
I've seen a little clip of her. No, I'm talking about Portia. Is her name Portia? Phaedra? Whoever the little skinny girl
lawyer.
Who always found like a little mouse and she dated that black football player and he was gay. That one.
Yeah,
oh,
she was married
Portia.
To him. That's Portia.
Right. Cordell Stewart,
So I have a question. So, if they receive the help, do you think that there should be characters on these particular shows? Because I feel like their character, what they show on the show is what
that they are imbalanced.
What
they
get
are,
to, yeah, what they get paid for at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah, you make a valid point. Like, if they were stable, would we really tune in to watch? They're just
no.
like us. Who wants to watch? Who wants
the
to watch
the most normal person? Perfect example. The most normal person on that show that was not here for the shit was Kim Fields. She was on last season. She did not return this season. Rightfully so.
I didn't think Kim was the most normal. I think she had some real issues regarding her children.
She had
separation anxiety.
She did have separation anxiety that was, like, not normal. Like, she couldn't go on vacation, and she was like,
I mean, that
was
extreme.
Husband.
She had a little OCD
going on.
She was kind of unbalanced. She definitely was a mental health case.
And that's fair. But she was the least entertaining
drama. She was the least messy, right. Yeah,
and so
I think Sheree is the least messy. Nobody want to look at her old crinkly ass.
Well, Sheree does. She does her job, so she knows exactly her role, because she was just, for some reason, she was crying during this whole fiasco and just making, like, these extra exaggerated noises, like, ooh, like every time
yeah,
something
too
happened.
Well.
She was reacting because she knows that she has no storyline. So that is her role. Like, she still plays a part even though she has nothing. Like,
pull up,
as far as her own
reality.
She's
a pop star. She get paid the least. Pull up the salaries. I bet you she get paid the least.
Yeah, she has. I mean, she had to be there and get that check to finish that show, Sheree. And to have many years it took.
That's the one that had the house party?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I, Kenya. Oh, I do not like Kenya. Ooh, I don't like her. Ooh, I hate her. She is the devil.
Kenya, which one is that? That was the one that was married to the actor?
No, Kenya never been married.
No, she was never married. She was the one that was the video vixen.
Yeah, I was trying to get a baby and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Okay.
That is insane. Because she's not half bad. But yeah, she's always looking for dudes. She wants kids and all this stuff.
Right.
Of course, Ashley makes the leap at $700,000.
Who does?
Portia.
Okay.
Portia makes the leap at $700,000.
$700,000 a year. For that show?
For the season. Not
that's
even a year.
Crazy.
This is like a couple months
of work. That's not bad
at all. What is
Sheree? Sheree was making $800.
No.
Sheree is making more than Portia?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you've been watching the show, though, the reason for this is because Portia got kicked off for assaulting people.
Oh, right.
Like,
remember,
she was like always the hothead, and she always would assault people. So they kicked her off the show, and they didn't give her a piece for like 1 year or something. And so she came back, and they probably came back with that caveat. They were able to get her less because they were like, you can't be beating people up.
Kenny deserved it, though. I'm sorry. She deserved it.
Kenya makes
1.4. Ooh, I can see that. She definitely has an interesting plot line with that gay guy who cries when he's on the stairs. We just had sex in our truck. My truck, you wanted that.
Yeah. I'll come back to that later. Cynthia on a 1.3 and Candy at 1.8.
Ooh, go Candy.
Damn, almost $2 million for a season. For what? For
right.
Nothing. Oh, my gosh.
Peter made $20,000.
Huh? What?
Peter made $20,000.
Peter, well, he was only on the show for what? An episode?
Yep.
$20,000.
$20,000
wow.
For an episode. That's pretty sweet, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, he makes $20,000 an episode? Or the season?
No,
he was only
on
for one episode.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there we have it.
Jeez.
Right. So, real quick, from Blue and Lush, and probably Nicole, I don't know if you saw it, but Guardians of the Galaxy. No spoilers,
but
how was it?
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, please don't do it.
Okay.
Please don't do it. Yeah.
Well, I do have one movie review, and I'll save you guys some time. I did see this week King Arthur.
Cool.
Do not spend your money. Do not spend your money on them. Do not. Like your work. And whatever you do, don't watch the 3D version. That's not worth your time either.
Hold on. What was the name of the film again? Sorry.
King Arthur.
Oh, King Arthur. Oh, okay.
Wait, it wasn't good?
Jude Law was in it. He was the villain, the uncle. And